This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. America's judicial system is facing a new problem, the growing number of children who accompany their parents to court. Some courtrooms now have permanent child care centers to help. From Colorado Public Radio, Andrea Dukakis reports.
Go into virtually any courthouse today, and besides the obvious players, the judges, defendants, and witnesses, you're also likely to see and hear lots of children. It's a matter of concern to judges like Carol Haller, a county judge in Greeley, Colorado. She says these days, kids are witnessing their parents' court proceedings for everything from divorce to DUI arrests to armed robbery. Haller says it's inappropriate for kids to be in court, not to mention extremely frustrating for a judge and very tough on parents.
You see someone at the podium, and they're trying to make a decision about something very important. They're not even looking at you. They're looking at their child. Their eyes are darting around. They're concerned to see what the child is doing. Sometimes the child is doing things like grabbing the microphone and yelling into it. So it can get a little disruptive for everyone.
It's hard to quantify exactly how many kids are sitting in on court proceedings, but there's enough anecdotal evidence to suggest that it's become a national problem. In Greeley, Judge Haller is doing her part to make things more bearable. She keeps a store of toys and coloring books at the bench. She says what the court really needs is a staff child care center, similar to the one an hour's drive south in Denver. A few years ago, the city of Denver hired child care consultant Michelle Zeiches to study the issue. Zeiches says she was skeptical about how big a problem it was until her first visit to Denver's courthouse.
In a matter of an hour, I saw 18 children just in the court hallways. Some were running up and down the hall, sliding on the floor.
Later that day, she sat in on a case where a man was brought into a courtroom in handcuffs and shackles. His 3-year-old son was sitting in the front row.
He started crying out to his dad, "Daddy, Daddy," and the man turned around and looked, but his hands are handcuffed, he can't do anything. Well, the judge remanded him to jail, and the little boy sat there and cried and screamed, and where are they taking Daddy? And then it hit me. Why are we doing this to our children? Why are we letting children sit in a courtroom witnessing this kind of thing?
Zeiches was convinced of the need for a court child care center. And a year and a half ago, she was asked to run one a block from Denver's courthouse. The facility is used mostly by parents who have to be in court, but it's also available for kids whose parents are called for jury duty.
Which courtroom are you going to?
11F.
Denver's is the only courthouse in the state with a fully staffed child care center. It's free for parents and paid for by a $1 surcharge on city parking tickets.
How old are you?
Five.
Can we play with this one?
Four.
No. Five.
Today, many of the nation's larger cities do provide court child care, as Denver does. But smaller cities are struggling to come up with funding. Massachusetts is one of a handful of states that funds court child care statewide and is often used as a model. Alice Wrights directs the Massachusetts program. She says these facilities offer more than just a place for parents to drop off kids when they have to be in court. They're also a resource for families struggling with poverty and domestic abuse.
We have children who come in sometimes after just terrible things have happened to them. Sometimes they come in visibly traumatized. We have people who are trained to be responsive, to be supportive, to listen, to care, and then to link the children and their families with services that they need.
Services like homeless shelters, domestic abuse counseling, food pantries, and during this cold winter, heating assistance. Wright says states are only beginning to recognize the critical needs of the children who come through their courtrooms.
It's that understanding that the children are there through no fault of their own, and that the more we can do for these children, the less likely they are to be in the courts as adult perpetrators later.
In Colorado, children in courtrooms has become a hot-button issue for members of the judiciary. The Chief Justice of the Colorado Supreme Court, Mary Malarkey, is so concerned she's refused to sign off on any new courthouses unless they at least include a designated waiting room for families. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.